B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are Beasley Media Group Station. All right, let's get back to the phone lines and open them up. Let's go to Sonny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sonny.
That's good.
Sonny.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew? Anthony, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Just wanted to call in on this Wentz, Hurts, and Dougie P.
Yes.
I really think that Wentz and Hurts can work really well together. I think that they're going to implement Hurts in the season. He's going to have not a huge role, but a really, really good role, and it's going to look real good.
How? You only have one quarterback.
Listen, like I want to do this like the Drew Brees Taysom Hill. I see that's how it's going to come out.
So gross.
I think it could really work.
I don't.
Why don't you see that working?
Because I'd rather have a real skill guy than Jalen Hurts on the field.
Well, yeah, I see that.
I mean, I don't know why you feel the need. How many times are you going to throw the ball on a play? You want two quarterbacks to throw the ball? They're going to throw it back to each other.
Yeah, but I think that Howie's trying to be smarter than everyone, and
And I don't think it's just Howie. I think this is more of a pick that of a try to develop a guy in case Wentz goes down than any kind of gimmick.
Yeah, I definitely see the insurance policy there.
I don't like it in the second round. I'll never like it. I already told you, Lombardi comes from heaven. To tell me it's a great pick, I'm not going to believe him.
Yeah, no, I definitely wasn't happy about the pick at the time in the second round.
I just don't understand what you see. Like, to me, if you're going to have Hurts on the field, you got to take somebody off the field.
Yeah.
He's a real skill guy.
Yeah, I like Hurts as a player. Like, I watched him all throughout college.
Yeah, I loved him as a college player.
Yeah.
But you know the difference between a college player and an NFL player.
Oh, 100%. But I like him. I mean, you don't have to agree with me on that. I get your point, but I do like him. I could see him having a bit of a role in this team.
But let me just qualify this. Maybe he turns into something. I hope. He's a great kid. I liked him in college. I thought he was an amazing kid in college. Like he handled that Tua thing like a champ. What a great kid! Like awesome. Yeah. But you keep saying, what's the role that he's going to give you?
We can bring him in on these gimmick plays. So say like we're on like a fourth and six, like you guys are saying. Dougie P always likes to go for it, even though it doesn't make sense. That's what we can see. You see him bring him in, run some type of Philly special play, something like that. Someone's going to throw their team off. You know,
I love you, man. I do. I love you. How many? Doug doesn't run a lot of gadget plays, and if you do run a couple, how many are you going to run?
I mean, it's not going to be every single time, you know. Just bring him in. He's not going to, like you said, we're not going to use him big time because he's a rookie. Obviously, we're going to use Nate Sudfeld and stuff. But you can bring him in once a game, once every couple games, just to give him used to it.
Is that worth a second round pick? I keep going back to him.
No, definitely not worth a second round pick. I mean, we had other needs. I was really confused at the time, but. I'm just trying to make sense.
I hear you. Listen, I don't mean to press you. I hear you, son. I do, brother. I do. And I hope you're right, and I hope he's a contributor and he winds up playing. I root for the kid, and I understand where you're coming from. I really do. All right, let me give you a game. You ready?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to give you – let's start in the – I'll give you two. I'll give you the Bro Moses, who moves on.
I'm going to go with Bro.
Right, I agree. And then Buddy versus Einstein. Yo, Einstein.
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with Yo, Buddy.
Yo, Buddy it is, son. Good work by you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, those are the correct answers.
We'll go by the Mike Miss rules of the double challenge. We got the executive challenges.
Can we put out the Twitter poll for some of the tougher ones, maybe?
Actually, yeah, we'll put it out there.
I mean, no offense to Moses. You'll hear the real Moses later on today during the playback. But
correct,
bro is a
no. But I want
runaway.
I want another poll. This has got to be separate.
Yes, you want to? Do we do the who do you have more faith with the offense? The Peterson Wentz poll.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So, what you think? Yeah, go right. Go with it. All right. You were waiting. You're out a couple days. You're like, I'm chopping at the bit for name that game.
I had some time to think.
Every day we play for Primo's Lunch. You get a $25 Primo gift card. Name that game. We play two sound bites from a game. You name it. You're the first one to call in the contest line. What's the number?
It's 215-263-0975.
You're the first one to call up. You win the Primo's $25 gift card. What's today, Tunis?
Here's a first and 10. They floated over him. Nice catch and run here by Bonner. Being chased on the play by Boyd. Good block on Hayward. Downfield he goes. And caught up to by Morgan Burnett.
Wow. You got on, man. That's awesome. Very cool. That's very cool. Good job. Let's go to OU. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. OU.
Hey, Kev, you are the most hardest man to get through to talk to. I've been trying to get through to talk to you since
really
the draft, man. Listen, you got to put me on your text, but I hear you got to. I got to find a way to talk to you when I can't get to you, bro.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Because I work and then so on and so forth. So if you can help me out, let me, because I want to be a part of the thing. You know, you my man. I mess with you like you my homie. So to touch on a few things real quick, because I know I ain't got a lot of time. All right. So, yes, both of y'all have a good point on I want to see more continuity between Doug and Wentz. That's the only way it's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I want Wentz to go back and look at the, you know, the charts and stuff like that. It's only him seeing what he did wrong or what he did right and what the, you know, connection receiving tight end, whatever, did wrong or right. So all that should be incorporated. Okay. Now we all knew from the very beginning when Doug was first hired, everybody thought that it was a mediocre rush hire. Okay. And let's be honest. Okay. I love it. I'm thankful for it. You know, that I live to see it and so on and so forth, the Super Bowl, but we caught that wave. Okay. Doug is a mediocre coach. He really is. Yes, he can lead men, you know, pump them up and get that, you know, speech or whatever, whatever. But when it really comes down to the playbook, I've said it. And most of the time when I called in and I've said it, it comes down to the coach. It comes down to the front office on all these defenses. The ball hurt pick. It was nothing but an insurance policy. They lost faith in Wentz's health. Not his play, but his health. Okay? You know, which leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
If we did have to trade Wentz today, now y'all was running down you know, the differences and his personality and stuff like that. If we, you know, let's say he plays this year, so on and so forth, and we decide to move on. Okay. And what we go by his personality. The only place that I can think of him going to from, you know, being though he's from South Dakota, so on and so forth, is Green Bay. But they already going through that. So where would he literally sit on the team?
Honestly, Uyu, I love it. I don't understand your question. Like, I don't understand your premise. First of all, why would you move on from Wentz?
No, I'm just saying.
Like, most teams need a quarterback. Half the teams in the league need a quarterback. So, theoretically, half the teams in the league would be interested.
Yeah, but if we're going on a perfect fit as far as his personality.
I don't think, like y'all was saying. No. I think you misconstrued the personality thing. I was just talking about him and Doug. Wentz, nobody, it doesn't matter where you're from. It works in any area. I was just throwing out things. I don't know.
The only reason why I caught on to that is because you really don't see Wentz, you know, with the camaraderie with the teammates as well. Well, it's not a lot of. I mean,
you know, I don't. You know, again, you did and you didn't. It all depends on who the people were, right? Who the teammates were.
Yeah, defense, I mean, he was very close to. I forgot the receiver.
Ertz. He was close with Ertz, but he was close with the kids too. He was close with Ward, and you know.
But then it just boils down to maybe we just need, as a fan base, as a media coverage or whatever, we need to see more of the interactions and camaraderie. You know, and maybe all this, you know, like, because I'm with you. I would take the quarterback. If it came down to it, I would take the quarterback because it's the players that make the playbook work. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, like you say, I agree with you. It was Foles that really called that play. Okay.
Yeah. Again, I'm not asking. You know, I don't mean to make like a because I'm listening to you talk about my words, and I'm thinking, you know what? Yeah, they came out wrong a little bit. Like I'm not advocating for change or anything. I'm just pointing out. I don't think those two are like loving
peanut butter and jelly.
That's all. I mean, but again, you don't need to be. Like, you don't need to be. You work in the NFL. It's like any other job.
Right.
He doesn't need. He could play in any city. Doug is a good coach. So those two, and maybe those guys. That's just a relationship, and they're fond of each other, but they just not lovey-dovey.
When it comes down with me and Doug, like I'm on one side, but when it comes to me and Doug, and I'm gonna be real true to this. If this is the new norm, because when he said that, I paid attention to that because I expected that as a fan, as a diehard Eagles fan. You know what I'm saying? The new norm. If this is the new norm, then we got issues going forward. You know,
I miss you, man. Be safe, brother. Thank you.
You too, brother. Like, I got to find a way to hook up with you. Like, I want to be able to speak on some of
Yeah, Junis give you the text line. All right. Here's the deal. We're going to come back, all your calls. We got the second part of Name That Game, and we got game two of the 83 finals. You don't want to miss that in the playback. Let me tell you about the Baxter. This spring, they're going to be doing some work around the house. Like, the house is important. You're going to clean it up. You got the garage. You got the basement. You got the attic. You got something, right? Like, you know, wherever you live in a row house. You live in a suburban house, whatever it is, house needs work. You got to clean stuff up. Spring cleaning. You got to use the Baxter. Hey, it's a genius product. It's sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. The Baxter bag can handle any job. I mean, any job. You buy it, you fill it, call Waste Management, gone, holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's as strong as those unsightly metal dumpsters, but it's a bag, and it's easy to get rid of. And all you do is you buy it, you fill it, you call Waste Management, they come and get it, and it takes just moments to remove it. Genius. So this is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with a Bagster dumpster in the bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock. 11:21 to be specific. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Coming up by the bottom of the hour, around 11:30, about 10 minutes or so, we'll play you the second highlight for Name That Game, your chance to win that Primo's gift card. So, I felt bad because OU, I think, took what I was saying and kind of magnified it to another level. I don't mean that, you know, I was just trying to figure out, why Doug and Wentz are, or if Doug and Wentz are not this, you know, lovey-dovey coach quarterback tandem. We've seen that, and we also seen guys, it's just about business. And so I was going over their personalities, but that doesn't mean their it doesn't mean that they can't work together at all. In fact, they probably have a better working relationship, my guess would be, than Brady Belichick, right? Because ultimately, you know, that's why they split. And then their personality is their personality. It doesn't mean that they can't play here. You got to get rid of one. I'm just wondering, is there something that could change? And then, you know, we were kind of going over Doug as a coach and where he is. Like, there's some people that believe he is a top, what, three coach, four coach in the league,
yeah, five coach? People have him top five. A lot of people do.
Is he top five? That's a great question.
I mean, Belichick, obviously, the clear number one. Reed's up there. I mean, if Reed's Harbaugh in the top five, he's probably number two.
Harbaugh's got to be at least number three. Right? Who you got? You got Kyle Shanahan.
Do you go Carroll three ahead of Harbaugh?
I go Harbaugh over Carroll, but I wouldn't argue. I mean, I wouldn't argue if you put Carroll there. But I'm a huge John Harbaugh fan. I think he's a great coach. Great coach.
I think he is too. It's just I don't know what happened, those later Flacco years.
Well, you gave Joe Flacco $50
million. Right.
And once you give a franchise, remember back then, you give a quarterback that part, the cap, it was more pronounced then than it is even now. The percentage of quarterback to the rest of your roster.
Right.
So that's why you have a little bit of a dip. But I mean, they play great defense. They're always well coached. I mean, the Ravens are always well coached, right?
Yeah, and then you saw what they did last year when they finally had more weapons around, you know, on that team. Lamar Jackson, everybody around him. All of a sudden, they're 13-3.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I think he's a great, great coach. I mean, I'm a huge Harbaugh fan.
Just interesting. His high is number three.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would. I'm like shocked that you would even like question that.
Oh, I just think of also, I don't know. Maybe the Super Bowl is printed in my mind. Do I go Doug over Harbaugh? I don't know, but I don't know. Is Harbaugh three?
I don't think that's close, dude.
I go Carroll over Harbaugh.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, I wouldn't argue if you went. I wouldn't argue at all. But if you're going to tell me you would take Peterson over Harbaugh, I think you're crazy. Like, I don't even think it's close.
Really, you don't even think it's close?
Nope. I mean, Harbaugh's seasoned. I don't think it's close. I don't. I mean, when Harbaugh first started coaching the Ravens, Doug was coaching high school.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, let's be real here. I mean, they caught lightning in a bottle and they wanted to say it was great. But let's not make it out to be Lombardi now.
I'm not.
Well, you kind of are.
I'm not. I'm saying Doug is Lombardi?
If you have him over Harbaugh, you are. You're crazy if you have him over Harbaugh.
I think they're close in terms of conversation.
I don't think they're close at all.
Huh.
Not a little bit. Now, listen. You know that, again, I don't think Doug is, I think Doug is, I don't know, not going to go over. He's got to be top 10. But you still got a lot of guys that we even talk. I mean, we're like, where does Gruden fit in it, into this thing?
Not top 10.
Well, you're judging him what? Like, he's never been a good coach?
No, I'm not saying that.
I mean, you know, again, guy did it for a long time.
I just see what he does with Oakland. I just see what he does. He had a nice draft, but I don't know.
I mean, he took over a team that was bad, and he's rebuilding it.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Right, exactly. I mean, that story
is again, my point is that he did have a resume.
Yeah, I'd still go Doug over Gruden, I think.
Why?
I don't...
I know, he won a Super Bowl. I get it. What is he better at than Gruden?
I think running an offense.
Really?
Yeah.
I would disagree with that.
This is what, his third year with the Raiders?
Yeah.
The last two weren't that great.
Yeah, because he took over a bad team that was rebuilding.
Yeah, everyone thought highly of Carr.
Do you watch Derek Carr?
Yes.
You think that highly of him?
No, everybody. A lot of people thought highly of Derek Carr. Again, and the last 2 years have been terrible.
Again, I didn't. I don't know. I mean, quite frankly, I think you got green goggles on. If you think Gruden runs an offense better than Doug does, I mean, or vice versa, I think you got the goggles.
I don't know if it's green goggles.
I think it's neon green goggles. Or I actually think you got the midnight green on because you can't see.
I don't know. I don't think that highly of Gruden. Nowadays, Gruden, I don't.
He just started in a rebuild. He's in his third year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's out of touch.
And here's the other thing. And this is what I hate, I detest about sports talk radio. Is that you don't know the Raiders. You don't watch the Raiders inside. You watch the Eagles. That's where your job is. You watch the Eagles. You don't watch the Raiders day in, day out. You can't tell me the basis of his offense. How many times have you sat down with Gruden?
Zero times.
I mean, you're a little disrespectful of a guy that's done it in the league and taken over a rebuilding team that was a failure forever.
But it's disrespectful for me to say Doug is a better head coach?
No. That you the way you talked about Gruden, well, I thought it was, you know, again, when I mean disrespectful, not in a... It's not that big a deal.
He's a J-O-N.
I'm talking about it in the true football sense. Like, there are two worlds. There's the sports talk, fans, media world, and then there's the real league. You know what I mean? Then there's the other world that, like, you know, I mean, quite frankly, I've been doing it a long time. I've gotten a peek inside that curtain. And I talk to people inside that curtain on a regular basis.
Right.
And it's a different world, man. I guess I'm not explaining it to you.
No, I get it. I just think the Raiders are a 500 team again this year.
Okay.
And I go, all right, they paid Gruden ten years, $100 million for what?
The salary is irrelevant to the conversation. It's irrelevant.
I don't know if it's irrelevant.
It's completely irrelevant. Of where Gruden ranks in your mind is completely irrelevant. And so much has to do with the quarterback. And I don't know where you get your Derek Carr stuff from. I mean, quite frankly, I think your opinion is based more on ignorance than fact. You're looking at it really global and say, oh, look, they're going to be 500 again. He stinks. All right. Not taking account the quarterback, what he's had to do to rebuild the thing. I mean, I'm John Gruden is God, but I mean, I don't think you're qualified to talk about Gruden because you don't cover him on a regular basis. I'm not. I mean, and I know a lot about it, and I got a guy who's their play-by-play guy. And I talk, and I know the GM personally, real well. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's not a slight. We're focused on Philadelphia. It's my only point. You agree or no? You disagree with that?
I mean, I try to focus on the entire NFL, and I go, all right, the Raiders, we'll see what happens, and John Gruden, we'll see what happens. I remember when John Gruden, when there was all these rumors, oh, John Gruden might go back into coaching. I was like, all right, good luck to whoever gets him. I mean, there was always that conversation, Doug versus Gruden. Would you fire Doug Peterson today for John Gruden after like 1 year? I was like, no, I got to see what this guy turns out to be. And I think Doug Peterson has had some pretty good years as the head coach of the Eagles. And I don't know if John Gruden is going to come back to today's NFL and all of a sudden figure it out. We'll see. We'll see if he can, you know, get up to date, up to speed. He covered the league, obviously, with ESPN, did Monday Night Football.
No, but my point to you is that when we're talking about coaches, my only beef with you, with your opinion, is that you're grading Gruden as a coach. You weren't even around when he won the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now he comes back after all these years, and he's had two seasons with a rebuilding team without a real quarterback. And you have this opinion that he's not a good coach.
I don't think he's not a good coach. I just,
all right, well, whatever.
I would still take Doug over Gruden.
Okay. All right, and I'm just pointing out the flaws in your argument is all. And you're not buying it. That's okay.
No.
It's okay. I mean, listen, I hear you.
He's got a ring. He deserves respect.
You disagree on the whole thing.
He deserves respect. He has a Super Bowl ring. I'm not saying he's a bottom five coach.
I would tell you that if you polled NFL coaches, they would tell you that Gruden's better. If you polled NFL coaches.
Okay.
But that's just, you know, my read on it. Gabe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Gabe.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, Chance. How you guys doing today?
What's up, brother? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I've wanted to call in for a long time because my family, my mom and dad were out at a Laverto probably about like 2 years ago, and they got to meet you, and they were just like so impressed because they know I listen to sports radio all the time, and they were like, oh, he couldn't be a nicer guy, like all this good stuff. So I just wanted to call in and thank you about that. First of all,
oh my God, you kidding? Thank you. I appreciate it. I love that's a great spot, and you know, the neighborhood. You know, we love the neighborhood.
Oh, so yeah, of course. Yeah, Freddie runs a great business over there, and it's great food. So I know you appreciate it.
Yeah, baby.
But what I wanted to call in about too was I just thought with the second round pick that had something to do with the Eagles not having an offensive coordinator, you know, not hiring that second voice in the room to want to speak up about how we could use other viable options that were still out there. And like you said, how Dougie P really isn't too chummy with Carson Wentz. And they took that pick for whatever reason. And these people comparing him to Taysom Hill, it's not like the Saints moved up or even picked him in the second round. They kind of just fell to him, and you know, he became a weapon for them however they decided to use them. So I just think not having somebody like a Frank Wright or somebody in that room, a voice of reason like that, kind of, you know, led to that problem, that pick.
That could certainly be one of the deals. I don't know. It's funny. What do you think the primary reason for it was?
The primary reason for the pick?
Yeah.
I mean, all signs point to that they don't have confidence in him. Yeah. You know, it's that, like, I think Howie thinks he's the smartest person in the room, and you know, there's nothing wrong with with being the smartest person in the room, but maybe having the arrogance to think that you are, and you know, you have your eyes set on this name and this person, and it's just you're enamored by them, and you're kind of overlooking all the other facts, and you know, you're just being short-sighted in the fact that you're, by taking this pick, you're not filling up the other needs. You're not supplying the weapons that Carson needs to thrive, because he thrived without having basically any weapons last year. So, like I said, I think it's the lack of having another offensive mind in the room, and, you know, two egotistical, you know, Dougie P. I'm not saying he's not a great coach.
Right.
And maybe
it's they're worried about the what if. Like, what if Wentz is not available?
Well, that's understandable.
Right. Listen, I still disagree with the pick, but I think that could be the reasoning behind it. All right, I gotta give you a game. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna give you. I'll give you two. I'll give you. It will stay in this region. Well, I'll give you champ versus mate. What's up, mate?
Being from the area, you know, I would like, I say champ, you know. I mean, I love a girl with an accent, but, you know.
All right, and then I'll give you boss versus all-star.
Boss. Boss all day.
Yeah, boss, you got it, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's you agree, Andrew?
Yeah, so far every single one is correct.
Okay.
Bro, buddy, champ, boss.
I was hoping all-star. I like all-star.
Yeah, I just feel like it's not used as much as boss. And I'm not a big boss guy.
You're right. No, I agree. Listen, I think you're right about that. All right, let's get to the second clue. What do we got?
Second and goal at the 7. Bradford. Touchdown. And for a second time, he goes to a tight end. This time, Brent Celek grabs it.
Wow! All right! 215-263-0975. It's how you reach us. Name that game.
You have any guesses?
Name that game. So, you know it. You call up 215-263-0975 and you win the Primo's gift card. Wow. I think I know what it is.
There are clues in there.
Yes. I think you did a good job. I like how you cut it. I think you did a great job cutting this thing. All right, let me know when we have any guesses. Let's go to Timmy. Tim!
Anthony!
My brother, what do you got?
I do, baby. Is it the preseason game where Bradford threw all those touchdowns right quick in the first drive, first quarter?
Yay! I can't believe you got it. Who did they beat?
The Green Bay Packers.
Yes! Yes! Yeah, my man! Way to go, Tim! That's awesome! I'm so impressed, brother!
Great job, man.
Now, did you have it in the first clue?
No, I got to be honest with you. The first clue, the audio was like tough to pick up a little bit. But then as soon as I heard Harlan, I was like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
And heard Harlan say Bradford, I was like, well, the only touchdowns I remember him really throwing are the ones in the preseason game, because they didn't throw the ball more than 5 yards in the regular season.
So
yeah. No, I gotta tell you, I'm impressed. Great job, brother. You got the Primo gift cards. Awesome work by you. Impressive. Great game, Junis. Great game.
Remember how excited we were?
Oh, without a doubt, it's a great game, man. It's a good call by you. 610-632-0975. We'll continue your calls coming up next. Don't forget the playback. Fun conversation. It really is. Fun conversation. Hanging out with you guys. Cuz Radio with the Junis. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is unbelievable.
11:49. Cuz Radio with the Junis. On this Wednesday. We got any sports coming up? Any fake sports? Watch KBO this morning?
I did. We got marble rolling coming up.
What's that?
They race marbles downhill.
No way.
I saw something on Twitter about it.
Are you serious?
And they do play-by-play. There's a guy. Like, it's his thing.
It's like the Ocho thing?
It's his thing. He enjoys rolling marbles down a hill. He creates a path out of dirt and makes little, you know, mazes on the way down. And he does play-by-play of the marbles. And I think they're going to do something about it.
Oh, my God. How was that KBO? I didn't see it.
Saw some LG Twins action.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was Twins, Lions.
Dinos win today?
I'm not sure. I didn't look at the card.
Dinos against the Deuce, against Deucin. The Deuce. Me and Little Ant, because Little Ant's a big dinosaur fan. So we like the Dinos.
Yeah, of course he's a Dinos guy.
Yeah, we got to be, you know, we're all about the Dinos. So we got to what? With the, are you in on the match? The Woods and the Woods Mickelson.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I thought I was going to be in on the Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy one. I watched a few holes, but I think I'm more excited for the other one because like Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Matthew Wolf, and Fowler, they were all mic'd up, so they were speaking. But like, I don't know. I love golf and I love watching the Masters, but I don't know these guys' personalities. I'm not watching interviews with them and trying to see who's the funny guy. Like, I don't care enough about that. Whereas I want to hear Tiger, who is the best golfer of my generation, best golfer of all time for some people. I want to see Tiger and Phil talk. I want to see Peyton Manning's a funny guy. He's an entertaining guy. So I want to hear Peyton mic'd up. I'm sure Brady will be weird but interesting at the same time, be mic'd up. So I think I'm interested not only from the golfing aspect but also everything else because it is kind of awkward. They're not on carts like they normally wouldn't be, but there's no caddies. They have to walk 6 feet apart. So it's just the four of them walking, carrying their own bags, which is funny to me. And, you know, them being mic'd up from an entertainment value, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure it'll be more entertaining than last week.
So I was talking about this, I guess Monday, Monday. So I tried to watch NASCAR. I'm out. I can't do it, right? I tried. It's not my thing. And then I had the golf on, and I didn't really pay attention to it. And then all of a sudden, the last three holes, they started playing. Because it was up for grabs. And I found myself riveted. And then, you know, they break the tie. They had the skins left over, right? So they break it with the closest to the pin on 17. And I got to tell you, that was awesome. It was four shots, right? Wolf hits the first when he's close. Dustin Johnson comes close. But Wolf's still the winner. And McElroy, last shot, gets it inside. It was awesome. Like, that was pretty good.
Yeah, and it's highlighting, I mean, I don't know if it's the best of the best, because you can't consider Matthew Wolf a top golfer, but
he's,
I mean,
good,
yeah. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, pretty good, and Ricky Fowler. I'm not a big Fowler guy, right, but he's always near the top. You know, you watched just four very good golfers. It wasn't, yeah, bouncing around, and here's the amateur who's, right, surprising us with being two over right now, right? Like,
yeah.
It's just the best of the best. So that's why this weekend you have two very, very good golfers in Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, and then two guys that I'm just fascinated to watch play another sport and hear them talk in,
right,
Peyton and Brady. So I'm in on this. I think I'll watch this a lot more than I did last weekend.
So, yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that. But the best thing I watched so far was the Bundesliga, whatever it is, was the German soccer. That was the best thing I seen.
Yeah, I didn't watch a second of it.
It was on Monday, 2:30, we got off the air, 2:30. And I was like in the mood to watch, like it was perfect. I wanted to decompress and watch a game. Right? So I had a beer. I was like, let me watch this game. And I actually enjoyed it. I actually was like, no, it was quality. It was quality. And as the novice, and I'm a Fugazi soccer man, right? Like, I'm fake. And it had goals. So, which is why for the fake guy like me, I was like, oh, this is fun. So that's what I did. You no good on the soccer?
Nah, I'm kind of, I don't know. Like, I'll watch it. I wasn't in the mood to, like, I'm not going to jump in on soccer. I tried doing that last year, and it's no disrespect to the game. I just,
right,
you know, I tried doing the, you know, I find my team and all that kind of stuff, and I just wasn't really into it. Like, I'll watch a Union game because it's my city's team. And I'll be up a little bit more for that, but I don't know. Like, what do I care about Bayern Munich or, you know, any of these teams?
I know.
Like, I have no emotional attachment to them. None.
Yeah.
I don't have a Union tattoo on me, but at least it's my city, and I go, all right, I rep for the Union. Let's go. There's a game on. I'll watch it.
Yes. Yeah. I get you. I completely get you. I love the coaching conversation is a lot of fun. And I appreciate you putting up with my, you know, snootiness when it comes to coaching. I take it so seriously. Like, I've written books on it, right? So I've kind of, like, I just think it's so important. And I know that I'm like a little overboard with it. But I think it's a strength of mine that I can see. I kind of been exposed to it long enough that I can tell you who's really good and what is a really good offense. And again, I mean, I would definitely have Doug somewhere around the top 10. You know, he's definitely the top third of the league, which is a real, you know, which is an accomplishment. Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's definitely an accomplishment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so there's no slight there, but, you know, I'm a little hard. Like, I put more stock in the guy that's been doing it for a long time and really has an understanding of the, like, you know, again, I subtract points from Doug on the, like, we've argued over the offense. And you admitted that. You even admitted as you watched Eagles' offense.
I roll my eyes sometimes.
That you're not loving his offense, and you're not loving his play call. And you're not loving his play design. And that he's struggled since Reich and DeFilippo left. So how could you possibly take him over Gruden and running it off?
Well, that's why I also looked at the personnel. And let's face it, I mean, with injuries.
Well, again, forget about all the personnel, forget about injuries. You admitted that on three of those levels, he was substandard. And you admitted that he missed Reich and DeFilippo.
Yes, but I want to see what he can do. Like, I don't know, the last 4 weeks, I still don't go.
Oh my God! The last 4 weeks was Carson playing out of his mind.
Right? No, I'm not.
He was making throws that the guy was making throws that even the Nets were, that's picked off. Right? No, it's not. How did it get there?
Yeah, I was just about to say I wasn't going to give credit to Doug the last 4 weeks. I was going to give it to Carson, but I also think that he can't call whatever offense he would want to call when he has practice squad receivers. And I give credit.
You think it's smart to run RPOs with Wentz all the time?
No. I don't think so.
Was that not the basis of their offense?
Yes. And that was...
How many more arguments can I have against it? Right?
I agree with you. I'm even saying the last 4 weeks last year was all... I give more credit to Carson for the last 4 weeks. Because when you're playing with Greg Ward and Burnett and Rob Anderson, or I don't even know who the other receiver was, your play chart, he has that giant play chart, you can only use like a fourth of it. Because you can't get creative when you have guys who are just coming up out of nowhere. So that's why I go, all right, yeah, I did Doug's offense last year I didn't like. The last 4 weeks he didn't do anything special. It was more so Carson. I'm interested to see what he does this year, if Rager is something, if DeSean Jackson is healthy, right? Like, I want to see what he does with Ertz and Goddard this year and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, because he's still on the roster.
Have you been impressed by the what they've done with the Ertz-Goddard situation?
Have I been impressed?
By the offense that you've seen with Ertz and Goddard on the field at the same time.
I'm not saying it's, this is how teams should structure their offense.
My point is, maybe it's me, but I was expecting more out of Ertz and Goddard on the field at the same time.
Yeah. I go back to the Falcons game. That was supposed to be the 12 personnel game.
You know what they're good at on offense? Running the ball. I do. I think they're a good run team.
In a passing league.
Well, no, but I'm not. There's no qualifiers. I think they're a good run team. They ran in the Super Bowl year. I mean, the run game is a big part of it. It set up everything. They had a great offensive line. They controlled the line of scrimmage. And they were able. And they ran the ball well. And I think Doug has good run principles. I don't know. Yeah. That's right. I think that's their best attribute as an offense. What will you tell me?
Well, I think they had to be last year for sure. I know you just went back to the Super Bowl, but
I'm going to the last 3 years. The best they've shown me is I think they're a really strong running football team.
They threw the ball well in 17 when Carson was healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, Carson threw 30 plus touchdowns.
Right. But they were a strong top five run team. I'm saying it's a positive. You're right. I'm saying it as a feather in his cap.
Right, but I'm not saying he has no knowledge on running a good offense with throwing the ball, because I go back to 17 when everything was great. And everybody was feeling, sky
kill,
high.
Kill.
Well, yeah, Doug Carson had a lot of power at the line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.